are they going out?
Listening to Space Place, CKUT 90.3 on 2 a.m.
Reputation. Had my share fooling around. Everybody needs stimulation. Mine just happens to be all over town. It's an easy money occupation. First class psychiatry. Make love without taking off my clothes. Just once, I wanna make love to somebody who really and truly knows. Contrary to rumor, gigolos get lonely too. All my lovers need stimulation. You're the kind of person that could turn my world around. Won't you give me a little inspiration? Maybe that's what I need to make me settle down. But it's an easy money occupation. But honey, one thing I understand. More money than you could imagine in your wildest dreams. But honey, money don't make
ain't no happy man, cause contrary to rumor, gigolos get lonely too. Yes, they do. All my lovers need stimulation.
solid beat. Yes, I am the best. I'm a solid beat. I'm a high vibrational beat. Living off my label free. Back in the building, packed in the building. Dark Lord Yukilio Side, also known as Light Lord Yukilio Side. Ruler of the Dark Worlds, as well as the Ruler of the Light Worlds. And yes, I am a solar being. I am a breatharian.
Me too, buddy! But what you drinking?
I'm vibing off of this red wine that I'm about to open
oh,
up.
Oh, boy! This kind of could be trouble.
This wine, this is a very, very good beverage. This is Honey Run. It's by Honey Run. It's called Elderberry Honey Wine. All right, this is honey wine.
Yo, that shit gonna give you a headache. You kill your side.
Choice of beverage on this land, the indigenous, we drink honey sickle. You know what I'm saying? Honey sickle.
Trying to get it open, huh?
Go ahead and bust this open. And vibe with you. Now, I have. Because I'm you know, God body, or you know, I'm into spiritual stuff or whatever. People seem like they're under this impression that, oh well, since you're God, like you're a God body or whatever, you shouldn't like use profanity excessively. Or for a God body, you sure do rap about pussy and bitches. Or you know, some people think that they can attack me or whatever, and that
like me,
that I'm not gonna retaliate or defend myself. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't have the ability to, like, just because I'm God, I'm not supposed to. You cannot place me in a box or a paradigm. You can't say, oh, okay, well, because you're God, you can't wear those glasses right there, even though my glasses are dope. Or because you're God, you can't talk about, you know, pussy and, you know, you're supposed to be celibate or some stupid ass shit. As if the gods don't have excessive sex with multiple different women and shit. I mean, come on,
says
you. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, you know, my whole shit is that you can't marginalize me. You can't place me in the box. You can't say that this is the way you're supposed to be and that's it. You know what I'm saying? So, like, my whole shit is that I'm a solar being. Yes, I'm a breatharian. Yes, and I'm currently supposed to be on a 40-day fast right now, but because I deal with chaos energy, you know what I'm saying? And I am that blend between yin and yang. You cannot marginalize me and place me in no fucking box and say, okay, that's what you're limited to. So, this is almond butter with a little bit of organic honey on it. And I'm about to sip on this motherfucking wine. And I'm all right. And I'm about to talk some shit about some motherfuckers. All right. And it is what it is.
Damage. They tend to lose, well, whole brain is rewired, all the neuronal network they get from 0 to 5 is gone, and then they have to rebuild it. So I was in basically a zombie state after the accident until about 10 or something, when it rebuilt itself. But all of the love me mummy, all of the social conditioning, all the man baby conditioning of humans, which all of you run, was erased by the brain damage. So when I rebooted, it's simply mission orientated. So as a black magician, you simply do what you want, and you know, white magicians, of course, like Christ, who was nailed to the cross, Julian Assange, who's in Belmarsh getting the full British treatment of implants, microwaves, drugs, and the rest. Buddha, who got poisoned and then died. All of this eludes me, being a black magician. But of course, once you achieve a certain level in black magic, you reach the same point a white magician would reach if the white magician could dump all of their man-baby conditioning, which stops them honouring the threat. And then, of course, the only enemy is your ego, self-importance. And then after that, there's no point simply trashing the planet, because even if you use magic to make yourself a billionaire, trillionaire, or quadrillionaire, there's no point living on hell on earth. So as a black magician now, I'm working to stop America having an all-out nuclear war with Russia and China, not because I want to save the planet, but simply because it trashes my playground and it would interfere with the wonderful life I have in Vietnam, getting up when I want, doing what I want.
I shall hell in arm, buddy.
So, as you can see, whichever path you take, the left-hand path, which is the path of black magic, or the right-hand path, which is the path of white magic, if you keep evolving, either way, eventually you reach the same position. Then people go, oh no, you've got karma. You're creating a huge karmic debt by being a black magician. No, because of course you've got lots of enemies. The British government has been trying to microwave me, flesh-eating bacteria, wrecking the flat, trying to section me and keep me in a mental hospital for the rest of my life, stealing from me. There are numerous other people trying to steal. Bank of Cyprus stealing £1 million off my company bank account. It just goes on and on and on. So, of course, you get lots of willing people to take up your karma, who are trying to kill you, torture you to death, so your karma as a black magician can then be downloaded into your enemies. So, as you can see, it's not quite as simple as black magician, bad, 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 white magician, good, 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 because if the white magicians had had the right idea, we wouldn't be living in the increasingly dystopian times we're facing. And the millennials, Generation Z, etc., wouldn't be living in mortal terror of climate extinction. Because, of course, the white magicians, the Christ consciousness, would have raised the frequency of the planet to the point where we all live in a utopia, which obviously, well, I do, but the majority of mankind obviously doesn't.
Okay, well, that's an interesting take on that. So
interesting take.
I do agree that in the end, the black magician and the white magician, if raised up to a certain level, are basically in the same place, but they do take a different path. However, it also does revolve around sort of, as they say, service to self versus service to others. And ultimately, the black magician, in serving themselves, will find they serve others. For example, if you decide to bring along a chela or someone to study with you, they ultimately you are serving them by teaching them.
Yes.
And but in essence, you're also serving yourself by furthering your own goals. But so this is kind of how you view it, which is good and for people to hear, you know, because they don't. There is a lot of misunderstanding about what the Illuminati are all about and so on. So in your studies, did you make a conscious decision? Because you're saying you were black from the beginning, and I'm wondering just how did you...
No, I wasn't actually. When I was with Colin Bloy, I was a tree hugger. Completely. Save the world. We're going to save the world. Like Greta Thunberg.
I see.
Who you might have heard of.
Yes.
Mike's a Swede who does my IT, so I'm into their mindset. But of course, after I left Colin, the British government wanted to jail me, do me in because I knew too much and was a danger. And other people stole from me. And then we had 1996 when I started to... give out remote viewing information to the public. They started microwaving me, trying to burn me alive in my own home. The CIA guy who came over, who wanted to recruit me for the CIA, explained to me exactly what happened in the UK and how bad it was. And eventually you go, no, I'm not going to be burnt alive by the British government with their microwave weaponry, which they developed in the 70s. I'm going to kick ass and start doing them in. So it was simply honouring the threat. So I started off as, you know, one of these innocent tree huggers, a Greta Thunberg, save the world. And by simply honouring the threat, went down the other path, which was if you've got capability, then you might as well use it on the naughty people who are trying to torture you to death.
Okay, and in doing so, you end up serving, in essence, serving the light in a sort of strange, inverted way, but which people may...
Like an immune system.
Okay, so you become the immune system, in essence, but I am wondering if you can detail your experience with remote viewing. Did you learn that because you became a psychic? At what sort of... Can you give me a ballpark in terms of the years? Were you aware of Project Stargate and so on?
More on that later!
That was Tim Riffat talking about this and that in this war between light and dark and the efforts to right the balance of polarities on Earth. All humans are magicians, and what one can do, all can do. It is in you!
With Terry Cassidy and Tim Riffat.
Thank you.
You wanna do it, do it right. Do it like they do it on TV.
Shit about you. Fuck you, nigga. Nigga, fuck your lyrics. Nigga, I'm supreme. Let's talk about that. Also known as my soul group. And we say we don't know. Brought to you not by Rose, motherfucker. Brought to your ass by Honey Run Elderberry. Honey Wine. I'm loving it.
Man, you go shit crazy after three sips, you kill your side. I think he had a whole bottle first, and this is his second bottle. Maybe his third.
You gotta be one, don't do the trick.
We don't got to, baby, just for a little while, just to see what's going on up there. Won't you like no problems, nothing out of nice. So, like military operation. Oh, places where they keep clothes, body parts, and the like. To replace the folks that do something that they don't like.
Because you're wrong and you know you're wrong. And it's like you motherfuckers sitting up here trying to challenge me, shooting shots at me like, oh, well, then let's see what he gonna do. Let's see what it, let's see what he is, if he gonna say something. Damn right I'm gonna say something, goddamn.
I lay down on 60-minute mill wall. Let some pine on, but I don't know about it, man. I don't think the head will beat in it. All that bitterness. Give me my ass and take it. It's always what we do. Ringing bells, only about St. Grace. Rock and sing.
Imagine I'd pay them.
Unlike any any ordinary Bronski boy. I will volunteer my services and launch an attack on you fake educators with your yakety yak. Since a fact, the teacher is here now in the flesh, consistently hounded by you MC pests. If you really want to learn from me, don't waste time in burning me, because ignorance and inexperience does not concern me. I won't emphasize so you realize it, come alive. Never close your eyes, never sleep or you might take a dive. Many people hate me, many people love me. Some are far below me and you notice some above me. But this, my hypothesis, to conclude the story. Oh, you fake MCs on a mission, you're for me. I'm the Black Master KRS on the mic, watching only females rock their pants too tight. Because in the other creative composition on display, to give a full analysis and rock this way, you will pay. Eventually, you own the K. Why the DJ Scholar Rock will continue to play. Cutting records, driving cars, and you'll know who we are. Make a mix, just the kicks, and you'll be on a tip. And oh yes, there's a highlight to the show, of course. And hit DJ Scholar Rock. You're on it, only cause I learned just how to pawn it. I breathe around upon you like a sickness and you caught it. Quick, get off the tip, trick, you must be sick. Like a doctor, here's my bill, I wrote it out with a bit. Sign my name upon the bottle cause you know I just rock them. But getting into battles really isn't my thing. You're probably thinking, these are the rhymes for the century. But please don't mention me, it's only elementary.
You're not gonna be able to take my throne. You or nobody. Especially the little punk bitch ass, skank bitch, Lady Yo Yola. You ain't gonna take my throne, bitch. None of you motherfuckers is gonna take my throne. I'm God. I got here for a reason. Because I am a leader. I'm not finna let you lead me astray. You ain't even got your own mind. You sitting up here questioning, oh, was Dark Lord this and Dark? You entertaining stupid ass shit. So because you entertaining those dumb ass thoughts, you attacking me. You attacking me. And you think I'm finna sit here and let you attack me and not say nothing?
No.
Really? I mean, let's be realistic. You think I'm gonna sit here and actually let you attack me and don't say nothing about it? Man, you got me fucked up. You owe me a public apology, nigga. Cause you wrong. And then I called you. You had your mom answer the phone. She tried to send me some old weak ass energy. Your mama, who is a known Mason, tried to send me some weak ass energy. And because I'm cool, I just diffused it. You know what I'm saying? I just kind of like, you know, I didn't go hard on Mama Dukes. Cause Mama Dukes ain't got nothing to, she just protecting her baby, but Mama Dukes got me fucked up too. Tell me that you love me, punk bitch. I ain't taking care of bitch up from a different place, bitch up from a different race.
Gotta be
I'm
when they walk in all over the church. And there's some people all over the church. He needs to say, I can't act tonight,
attempted to reach out to a nigger bitch so that she can drink from the good water fountain, and she wanted to come into my energy field with low vibrational shit talking about my ancestors ain't gonna work and I sick my grandmother on you, bitch, just speaking that shit in my energy field. Why would you even say something like that? I had, you know, she saw me her little weak ass motherfucking altar that she had set up that she just recently did because they knew that I was setting up an altar. So I show her my altar and shit. And when I show her my altar and shit, this bitch had the nerve to try to speak and curse over my shit, talking about, oh, that's sick. Bitch, bitch, what? I strike down that sickness right now. I'm showing you my sacred shrine. And that's the only word that can come to your mouth is that my shit is sick? Bitch, what is wrong with you? That's what I'm talking about. This is the nigger water fountain, and this is the good water fountain. You can't drink from my shit, nigger. Get your black ass back to the end of the fucking line, bitch. This is a no-serving niggers zone right here. No, you can't eat. Yeah, we serve barbecue, but you gotta go outside in the back, and we gonna serve you from the back door.
Pick it up from where we left it. And you know we want to get close to that man. Man, I am free.
I got a new bag
there. Exactly what you're doing. You're doing it, too. Do what you wanted to do. Fall in the middle, call me green. And feeling all this dream. Yeah.
See nothing else added into that. And then this one. This is because she tried to manifest this on the grid of my consciousness. So this is the butter that I attracted after I went out to go get some butter. Saturated fat 2 grams, total fat 16 grams, calories 109.
Hey man, it's about me.
Come on. Wait,